Now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers, Fiona Kelly.
In contrast to the image carried in the front of most of yesterday's papers of Michael Lowry smirking as he gave the two fingers to Paul Murphy in what he later described as an errant gesture, the Irish Times carries an image on its front page today taken by Brian Lawless yesterday of the Independent TD alone with his phone to his ear and his lips pursed standing inside a window of Leinster House. Another image taken by the same photographer, which also tells its own story on page two of today's paper, is of Mary Lou MacDonald and of Anna Bacik chatting and laughing outside Leinster House yesterday. The picture runs alongside Miriam Lord's piece, where she describes the brittle atmosphere and closed body language inside the Dáil, where bitter hostilities lurched angrily on. Back on the front pages, in common with the Times, Fiona Murphy's future as Ciann Comhairle generates the lead story in the Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror. All papers note that she has come out fighting in advance of the opposition motion of no confidence. Under the headline, Murphy going nowhere as backbenchers circle wagons, the Independent notes how backbenchers from the government parties have started to take aim at the opposition, accusing them of Trump-style behaviour, which suggests that Ciann Comhairle will survive the vote on her position next week. The paper also notes, however, that the Dáil will be left facing an unprecedented situation where dozens of TDs have no confidence in the chair. The arrest in Spain yesterday of six more people thought to be linked to the Irish drug trafficking gang known as The Family receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Broken Family is the headline in The Sun. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around new figures from the CSO related to the increase in crime in the capital. The Irish News runs with the story in its front page about how the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service spent more than £1 million on hospitality in a three-year period during the COVID-19 pandemic. The service has defended the spend, however, with the explanation that the funds were used to provide meals for frontline staff when they were unable to access meal facilities and should not have been included under its hospitality figures. Back in the front of the Independent, there's a picture of Irish troops at Camp Shamrock near the border with Lebanon and Israel. And inside the paper, Simon Harris is pictured meeting some of the troops during his visit to the region yesterday. The paper reports that an Israeli surveillance drone flew overhead for several hours during the Taoiseach's visit. And finally, most of today's papers give coverage to some of the new Irish-themed words which have been included in this year's Oxford English Dictionary. Class is one of those words. The dictionary gives Derry Girls credit for making it popular outside Ireland. Debs, Morto and Mineral, defined as a carbonated soft drink, also make it into this year's edition, as does the much-loved, unique Irish takeaway offering known as a spice bag.
All right, we might have one later on. Thanks very much, Fiona.